nine various pits, nine huge burial pits where the remains were. And after the war, they came here. Some of those 40 survivors came here, came with international teams. They excavated, they dug up those pits, and they found the evidence. And they didn't dig up all the pits. They didn't have to do more than that. Much has been left here. And if they would dig here, they'd dig anywhere here, they would find more evidence. There's no need for it.
Weren't any written records? The Nazis didn't leave written records at all?
Everything destroyed here. Here, everything
the Nazis were very systematic.
They didn't want any of this evidence. Of course, this was destroyed.
And the neighbors, nobody.
Are you kidding? The smoke came up from here. There was stench. Everyone says here, this for miles. Nobody saw anything. Nobody knew anything. You can imagine. Go ahead. He's the survivor who grew this map.
Where about are we sitting on the map?
Right here, by
the railroad. Thing.
And I'm saying at that spot,
right here. Right here, we're moving in, and you're moving out toward the death camp. Uh-huh.
This was the end of the rail, the actual end.
Now I'm gonna. Yeah, that's right here. This is it. Now this part of the rail was destroyed. Nazis destroyed all the evidence here. We drove on the railroad. We were on the track, but the part that extended to here no longer. We pass this around. These are amazing. All right, you have two drawings here. I want to look at the top part first. Well, I'll look at the bottom one. All right, doesn't matter. The bottom one is pretty much the same as your first drawing. So here you can actually see railroad cars as they came in, people mulling around in the yard. I want you to look at the bottom picture. You see the tower to the in the right corner?
Yeah.
Right back corner.
Right.
Okay? See the tower?
Yeah.
And you can see some kind of installation, which is not very clear, a rectangular installation. All right. That tower and the rectangular installation is what you see on the top of the page. Now go to the top of the page. You'll see an enlargement of that. You'll see what that looked like. This was known as the Lazaret. Lazaret means hospital. This was a so-called first aid station. This is what they saw when they got off the cars and they got into this assembly area. And all the way to the right, they could see this, and they saw, notice the cross, the Red Cross flag. And all old people, anybody who said that they injured themselves, or all they were in the cattle car coming, they were suffering, were told, oh, well, then you can go to the first aid station, go to the lazaret, you'll be taken care of. And they believed it. The Nazis here, look how they disguised it. And of course, you can see a man walking into the lazaret, and what was the lazaret? You walked in, there was nothing there. It was a death pit, a burial pit. And as soon as you walked in, they took you, they told you to sit down, and you can see somebody sitting there. You were shot to death by a Nazi. That was the lazaret. That far the deception went. I just want you to show you, even in the camp. I'm not going to say more. What more can be said? Everything was leveled and destroyed here. After the war, the Polish government and other groups got together to make a memorial. And now...
אסירי אותו מחנה עבודות כפייה הועבדו בהקמתו של המחנה החדש, מחנה ההשמדה, שנקרא טרבלינקה 2. באותה עת לא ידע איש מהו ייעודו של המחנה החדש. טרבלינקה 2 נועדה למימוש הפתרון הסופי לבעיות יהדות אירופה. כאן הוצאו הלכה למעשה רעיונות הטירוף של הרוצחים הנאצים והאידיאולוגים הפשיסטים. אלה נועדו לחסל את העם היהודי לחלוטין. שטחו של המחנה החדש, טרבלינקה 2, היה מעל ל-150 דונם. הוא קף בגדרות עשויות טייל דוקרני שגובהן היה כ-5 מטרים. בין סלילי הטייל הדוקרני אולצו האסירים לטעת עצי אשוח ולפזר ענפים כדי למנוע הצצה מבחוץ אל תוך המחנה. במרחק של כמה עשרות מטרים, זה מזה הוקמו מגדלי שמירה. בבניית פנים המחנה העבידו אסירים יהודים בלבד, וכך נגזר קורלם. איש מן העוסקים בבנייה לא היה רשאי להישרד כעד למעשה השמדת העם.
Jews first came to Tiktin in 1522,
and it very quickly